the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks, this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso here, here on a Monday, June 5th, 2023. And thanks for joining us. If you want to call in, 512-248-8252. We'll get you in at Round Rock, Texas. Julie is our engineer there, and she'll take your call. And let me get my chat board open here. There it is. And I'll see your call up here, as the French say, tout suite. The I'm up here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, the least visited state in America, which is, I don't know, at least 1,000 miles due north of Round Rock, Texas. And I think it's beautiful up here. Rainbows today, rain, it's hot, rainbows, it was beautiful. All righty, let us go forthwith to the my favorite spot. I only had one site, one place to read. Of course, I'd go to republicbroadcasting.org. But short of that, second to that, my favorite place in the world would be to truthsocial.com. Somebody was clearing out unneeded apps on my phone for me today, and I said, oh, pretty much all of that stuff is, I don't need any of it. I don't use any of that stuff. Clear out anything you want. They said, well, here's one, truthsocial.com. And I said, no, don't clear that one. And so here we are with our president at my favorite app, my favorite website. And I don't want to take the most recent post from the president. That was 1 hour ago. There's another 2 hours ago. And there's another 7 hours ago. There's another one 7 hours ago. Here's one. Another one 7 hours ago. The president's going as per usual. Here's one, Corey Mills, who I take it is a congressman from Florida's 7th District. Who can know all 435 congressmen? They're actually, they added like three more that are representing what? They're not even states. Places like who knows where. But they're non-voting anyway. Since they are extra constitutional. Here's Corey Mills. I take it a MAGA Republican from Florida's 7th Congressional District, and he wrote something. He says, thank you for sharing. I agree 100% with the president that he is a political target, and our government and corrupt DAs continue to weaponize against the president of the United States, Donald Trump, that is, in an effort to influence the elections. Some of the American people may have been fooled the first time, but I believe they are eyes wide open to what the DOJ and others have done against the president. It's unprecedented what is happening, and I'm here if the boss needs anything. Well, I'll raise my glass of kombucha to that. What the hell is kombucha, you ask? It's delicious. Now here's another one, another congressman. These are the MAGA type. Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania's 16th Congressional District. He writes this and is quoted by the president. That's why I'm seeing it. I would never run in other than the president hosting his Truth Social. I'd never see that statement from Corey Mills. I'd never hear the name Corey Mills, nor would I hear the name Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania or read this quote. He says, President Trump gets stronger every day. Well, how does that old rock song go? Feeling stronger every day. I'll find it here during a break and I'll put it on. President Trump gets stronger every day. My main reason for running again in 2024 is to have the honor to serve with him to save America. Oh, this is getting good, folks. This is so thick you can cut it with a knife. I love it. We cannot tire or take a play off or a day off in our pursuit of saving real America under President Trump's leadership. Let's go. Now, that's a new one. A guy who's running, who would otherwise retire. But he's running again in 2024 to have the honor to serve with Donald Trump. Now, that's something. And here's one I missed today, but I'm going to have to, I'll investigate it during a break, and maybe I'll bring you something of it. The president links to GOP lawmakers demand answers on Russiagate ringleaders. I like that. I like that terminology. The Russiagate ringleaders. Let's popularize that one, folks. Put that in your tweeting and your posting. Russiagate ringleaders. FBI's Comey and McCabe. And the illustration to this is a picture of this pathetic James Comey. All right. The president put that up 7 hours ago. We may come back to that. Here's another one. You know, this does sound like, you know, nonstop cheerleading. But, I mean, look, this Truth Social, I sound like Truth Social. Here's the next one. The president put up 7 hours ago. This image here is Trump 1, which is his beautiful red, white, and blue. What is it, folks? Huge two-engine Rolls-Royce engines plane that he keeps in tip-top shape. And what type of plane is that? Is it a 767? I am completely out of date and out of touch on my planes. But that seems to ring a bell with me. I've seen this plane land several times at Trump rallies, and it's so beautiful. It's so big, and it's so beautiful. I've seen both Air Force One, the 747, with four engines. I've seen that one land. I've seen at other airports, I've seen Trump One, his own personal plane land, and it's so big. It isn't dwarfed by Air Force One at all. We might read this article linked by the president. All right. Okay. So this is at Newsmax.com, linked to by the president. I'm going to read it. I'm reading it with you myself for the first time. Because he's real, conservative voters want Trump. That's a powerful sentence. It's so true. Because he's real. That's one of the things that's wrong with Ron DeSanctimonious. He doesn't seem real. This is by a writer named Gavin Wax, W-A-X, written today. No, written a few days ago. Probably not many people read it, but now hundreds of thousands, millions will read it. There's a reason, Gavin Wax writes, that national and Florida polling shows that Republicans who want a candidate able to challenge woke ideas overwhelmingly favor President Donald John Trump. Often the left asks conservatives to define woke and laughs at their inability to capture it. In summary, though, woke is the new term to describe irrational political correctness. It most clearly manifests as a left-wing obsession with race and gender that puts all other policy consideration aside. You might want more policing in your neighborhood, but that means too many blacks get put in jail, and that's a bad policy. You might want a secure border, but if that means you have to deport Mexicans, then that's a bad policy too. That's wokeism in a nutshell. And no other Republican can take the mantle of being the preeminent anti-woke candidate from President Trump. Then candidate Trump started the war on woke in June of 2015, boldly declaring, oh, this is great, folks. I'm reading this for the first time. I'm loving it. Quote, when Mexico sends its people, you know where it goes, right? They're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems. And they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. This is what I like. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. Unquote. I mean, come on. Come on, let her rip. President Trump, that was a beautiful statement. He's the only guy that can say stuff like that. And that's the only kind of stuff that seems real to us American folk. In that now famous moment, he spoke of how Americans must address the ills brought to our country by our open border. And remember, how open was it in 2015 when he started this? When he said that, how open was our border? It was nothing compared to what it is now. To protect our nation, he announced that it is, quote, way past time to build a massive wall to secure our southern border, unquote. He added, quote, a country without borders is quite simply not a country, unquote. President Trump proceeded to launch a fight against political correctness that reshaped the Republican Party. This guy, Gavin Wax, knows how to write. And for this sin of wanting to secure our border and protect our nation from criminals and drugs, globalist corporations lashed out against President Trump. Companies such as NBC and Macy's cut ties with him. Remember that? Macy's used to carry Trump ties. No pun intended. They cut ties. They wouldn't sell Trump's ties. He had beautiful, nice, the best ties. He wears them. You see them. You see him wearing them. You used to be able to buy them at Macy's. Not anymore. President Trump didn't stop. The forces aligned against him included the FBI, which would launch the bogus Russian probe. This never deterred President Trump. While in office, he not only secured our border, but he also implemented policies to combat the left's woke agenda. It's President Trump who began the fight against critical race theory. As NBC News puts it, quote, Trump ignited the fight over critical race theory in schools, unquote. You got that right. I'm loving this article. Trump boldly signed an executive order that banned anti-white training sessions in the federal government. There you go. Throw the gauntlet down, Mr. President. He just flat out blanket what every department, every agency, because he's the chief executive. They work under his aegis, supposedly. Of course, they don't. But he has the authority. He exerted it. He said, all of you SOBs, all this training you're giving to all your employees, hundreds, millions of them, stop right now. That course is canceled. Let me find my place here. Additionally, President Trump rescinded the Obama era affirmatively. Oh, the Obama program is so stupidly named, I dropped it short. But I'll resume with that as soon as we come back from this break.
For For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Governor DeSantis is officially in the presidential race. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. DeSantis used to be a pretty cookie-cutter Republican. Since the Wuhan flu pandemic, he seems to have leaned pretty hard into the MAGA conservative camp. I don't know if he actually grew up to be a conservative or if he's just acting like one for political gain. But either way, I have a couple of suggestions for him. Embrace your youth. We the people are tired of octogenarian politicians. If you want to have any chance of winning the primaries, you're going to have to win over a significant number of Trump supporters. And one way might be to promise when you're elected, you'll pardon Trump and put an end to the years of tax-funded investigations. And if you have become more conservative over time, admit that. Make a public statement about your beliefs when you were in the House and how they've changed. I'm not leaning toward any candidate yet. I want all of the candidates to fight for the nomination. And I want the best candidate to win. And if you own firearms, get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. And until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. Best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
That's the question, folks. And you know, actually, we are rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. But you know, I agree with Merle Haggard at the end of that song. It's not gonna reach hell. That's the way we're going. That's the way it's rolling. But we've got enough fight left in us that we're gonna avert that sorry end. Let's go back to the president here. He is in top form. Today, he's just posting away. I'll only be able to give you some glimmers from the brilliance that he expresses on his channel at truthsocial.com today. And of course, you know, there are dozens of other really brilliant writers there. And I have to say, one of the people that I just love, and I've expressed my love for her, Marjorie Taylor Greene, has surprised me, and I'm sort of flabbergasted, and I'm waiting for some explanation. Where she recently said she was one of the foremost advocates of releasing all the January 6th video footage to all of us. It's ours. It belongs to us. That footage was paid for by you, John and Jane taxpayer. And that's a federal government record. It's not confidential. It's not secret. It's not private property of Nancy Pelosi. It's your property. It should be released to you. McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy has all of it. And well, there's a slip there. Kevin McCarthy has all of it. And he's not releasing it. He says he's releasing it. Now, here's the one that I can't explain. Marjorie Taylor Greene supported McCarthy for speaker. She was really went to bat for McCarthy. And she assured us he's going to be the real deal. And he is a true MAGA patriot. But then this last week, she herself said, I don't think the January 6th footage should be released to the public. What? What? This January 6th footage is what the January 6th gulag political prisoners, this is what they need to exonerate themselves, to free themselves. This footage is the proof that will show the FBI arranged, prearranged, tried to foment a riot. They didn't do a very good job. They didn't get much of a riot. They got some pushing and shoving by a few people. They got some broken windows, I think broken by FBI assets. They didn't get a riot at all. Now, they did kill some patriots with flashbangs, a bullet to the neck, a baton to the face and body. Roseanne Boylan, Ashley Babbitt. And forgive me for not remembering the two guys that were murdered. So that was kind of a riot, wasn't it? But it wasn't a riot by patriots. It was a riot by people wearing uniforms were rioting. The patriots, gee, they didn't bring any weapons with them. The people in uniforms certainly had weapons. And they didn't mind aiming them right into the face and neck. Or the prostrate body of patriots. So yeah, there was a riot on January 6th, but it wasn't by patriots. Anyway, I'm awaiting the explanation from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Why? How can you say this? All of that footage should be released. Oh, now she gave her rationale. Her rationale, I don't think it holds water. Her rationale is that the Antifa types are so aggressive that if the footage is released, they will then use face recognition to identify patriots. And I'll complete the thought right after this break. Well, let's go to a break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who
we're back,
you are.
Hey, we've got another half hour to go, and I was reading this excellent piece by Gavin Wax, W-A-X, at Newsmax.com. You know, this guy sounds brilliant. He is a writer for Turning Point USA, one of my favorite groups, Charlie Kirk's group, with hundreds of thousands of young people across the country. But there's no Wikipedia article on anybody named Gavin Wax. They have articles on everything. Minute articles. Here's a very important writer. He's not even mentioned on Wikipedia. Is such a joke. They only use it to they only mention a right winger, like any of us, if they can use it to put in some kind of slur, some kind of false statement that makes the particular right winger sound stupid and ridiculous, or you know, offensive. That's the only reason they. If they can't put up such an article, Gavin Wax must have nothing to work with. The truth on Gavin Wax must be so clean cut and all American straight arrow. They'd rather not have an article. So they just whoop into the memory hole with Gavin Wax. So let's go back to the article. There's a good statement here. during the break, I found the latest statement from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's listen to her. I don't want my romance with Marjorie Taylor Greene to be interrupted by, I don't want to break up with this incredible woman. Okay, here it is. So Gavin Wax writes, additionally, President Trump rescinded the Obama-era affirmatively furthering fair housing rule that federalized local zoning to increase, quote, equity, unquote. Now, that's a real important one. Obama taking over local zoning. I mean, this is unbelievable. So that he can get all of his, you know, now they're coming in by the millions. He's got to put them in some housing. And guess who's going to pay for that? Yeah, that's right, you. And they're going to put these people that Trump was talking about back in his 2015 escalator speech. The key to fighting the left's divisive racial ideology is persevering throughout the attack, through the attacks. The Democratic media apparatus will shout racist and bigot in order to stop you from combating their policies. The left's slurs, God, that's hard for a guy with a lisp. The left's slurs do not deter Mr. Trump. He's proven his indefatigable spirit under relentless assault, and he's running for president again to combat their twisted ideology. I love this writing. Trump will cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory or left-wing gender ideology. He also plans to initiate a Department of Education civil rights investigation into race-based discrimination at schools. Our nation's 45th commander-in-chief has shown the requisite metal to succeed. Or as others have said, the right stuff. His competitors have not. Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican of Florida, for instance, has a history of doing his donors' bidding. His record on free speech is abysmal, and he's nothing more than a war hawk draped in a cloak. Listen to that. Poetry, a war hawk draped in a cloak. When DeSantis has tried to stand up for his bold, focused group proclamations, it hasn't worked out so well. Over the past few months, he has been consistently outmatched by Mickey Mouse. That was his failure with Disney. Would his attempts at intimidation fare any better globally? On the other hand, here now we come to the end with Wax's summation. On the other hand, President Trump is fully aligned and committed to unabashed American first values, America first values. He will shamelessly pursue them. I misread some words because I got to look towards my mic in front of me, but then I'm sideways. I'm glancing to the side to read you this text. He will shamelessly pursue them. He has shown us his strength of character and fortitude. The right team will uplift him to achieve heightened levels of success. Other candidates, namely DeSantis, will claim to be the anti-woke candidate. They are just a tribute band. Americans want the real deal. Nice. Very nice. All righty. Now, if anybody wants to call in, let me just look. I'm looking at my chat board here, and I'm watching here. I'm watching for anybody that calls in. You want to go live to millions, untold millions stretching across the fruited plain who listen to this show. All right, let's go back to the president. And he has dozens of posts today. And he's watching so many shows. He's watching the MAGA people on TV and radio. So he sees a great segment by Greg Gutfeld. He links to it. He sees a great segment by Will Cain. He links to it and thanks Will Cain personally. He I can't even find the end of his posting today. It's so extensive. He does a great, you know, here's a trip down memory lane. Do you remember when Donald Trump addressed the U.S. Air Force Academy commencement in Colorado Springs? And do you remember what Trump did? Compare it to Joe Biden, who just spoke at the same commencement. That's the one where he fell on his ass right in front of everybody. The Donald Trump, here, let me play it. This is vintage Donald Trump. This is the man. I hope this segment shows you what I want to show you.
They gave me a choice. They said, sir, you don't have to shake any hands. Some people do that. Those are the smart ones, they're out of here. You can shake one hand to the one person, top of the class. You can shake 10, 50, or 100. And you could also stay for 1,000. And I'm staying for 1,000, okay?
That's our man. Donald Trump just told the... What a shock to these... graduating members of the Air Force Academy. He just told 1,000 new officers, I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to stand here. I think it took 2 hours. I'm going to stand here to shake every single hand. Wow. Now listen, he did it. In a hot, blazing sun. In a hot suit, by the way. And, you know, I'm willing to bet. With all the security, please, Mr. Trump, President Trump, please, I hope you do have every possible security measure, including the best Kevlar vest or something even better that money can buy. I hope you're wearing that, but can you imagine how god-awful hot it must be?
And I know we're all going to make it.
Matthew Christopher Coulter.
Hisham Belli.
They're all saluting their commander-in-chief.
Evan Tyler Fino.
He's standing straight as a ramrod. What a...
Alexander Dean Brown.
What a physical specimen Donald Trump is.
Justin Riley Click.
Austin James Dewing.
No, go through 1,000. We'll skip a few.
Class of 2019. Dismissed!
They're all throwing their hats in the air. Wow. Wow. Wearing their white pants, their gold sash. That's Donald Trump right there. Contrast that with Joe Biden falling on his ass. Oh, now get this one. Here's another one. Oh, wait, let me get James in Vancouver on here. James, thanks for joining me.
Yes, good evening. I heard about Biden's second fall. Worse than the first, I guess.
Yeah. Now, here's another one you'll enjoy. This is great. You know, Trump did the town hall with Sean Hannity in Iowa, and it was a huge success. It was huge. It was wonderful. And the audience in there, but this is, you know, this is the, what do you call it? This is that hidden secret, the secret sauce of Donald Trump is us. It's the audience. Nobody else has ever had this. Donald Trump's MAGA following is, you know, indefatigable, to use a word again. And
true.
He is, but here's what happened at that Hannity town hall. Hannity, who isn't ready, he's not ready for the real deal, full strength. He needs the watered-down version, because Sean Hannity goes back to the rhino days of the George Bush Republican Party. too much of his history has been enmeshed in that. So he's having to liberate himself, extricate
his.
Yeah, but yeah, well, he makes a lot of money. But so no, anyway,
I'm saying,
so Sean Hannity.
I'm imitating George Herbert Walker Bush. Had to make a living.
So, but so Sean Hannity is off campus. See, they went to a commercial. So Sean Hannity is talking to the audience and to Trump off camera, off the air, and he's telling Trump to tone it down, tone it down. You could get more votes if you just follow my advice, and you know, and not be so radical. Don't be so, you know, so strong. Be a little weaker. And listen to this. This is the beautiful moment. It's not Trump's. Trump says a comeback, but listen to what the audience says. And they catch Hannity by shock. He says, back off, back off. Give me a break. The audience impales Sean Hannity on a barbecue skewer. Now listen to it. The audience, you know, the camera's turned off now because it's commercials. They're chanting. Every person in the place is yelling, we love Trump. Hannity can't handle it.
Well.
Now they're all standing and yelling, we love Trump.
What's Sean doing?
They won't stop. Okay, that was it. That was all. The president didn't play the whole clip.
Remember who they are. Remember?
I played the clip the president put up. But the rest of the clip is one in which the Trump defends himself and says, I'm not going to tone it down, Sean. And the audience loves it. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead, James.
No, I was going to say Sean Hannity, Operation Mockingbird, you know, it's the same old story. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is being threatened because, you know, one minute you said she's this way and the next minute it's 180 degrees.
Yeah.
And so something's going on.
Yeah, when somebody does a 180 on a dime,
exactly.
You got to ask yourself, something happened. Somebody
yep.
made a phone call. Somebody paid a visit. Something happened. So I don't know.
And that's happening all in Congress, big, big time, I think. They're all being threatened.
Yeah. Well, let's go to another one of these amazing moments in today's posting. And, you know, tomorrow we'll bring another batch of Donald Trump missives. You know, FDR had his fireside chats. Donald Trump has gone him way more than one better. He's giving you his fireside chats, his fireside truths every day, a whole bevy of them. You could spend a whole day reading them and sitting down with your family and studying them. Your kids would be well educated in current events if they just read Trump's take on the news. So let me find another real winner here.
And Trump is relentless too.
He's relentless. Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he
that's
is.
Why I like his style. I said to another presenter on RBN, I said, I like Trump because he's a brawler. He'll fight.
Yes, and he fights in a really, really effective way. Like I'm kind of a fighter or a brawler, but I don't fight in such an attractive way. I look like a guy who's screaming into a microphone and tearing his shirt off and going out in the parking lot.
Well, you have a kind of Walter Winchell sound. Let's put it that way. So
but that is not effective in the way that Trump his hair is perfect and his tie is straight.
Yeah.
And he takes people apart with a smile and with a skewers them with a great penetrating
about the way they are. If they screw
bit of ridicule,
up,
yeah.
Yeah,
well, Trump has got himself
in the foot. He'll let people know. He says, "Well, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, he's a loser. What do you want to vote for him for?"
Yeah.
See,
let me see if I can find one of these. Just on any given day, that's a thing. On any given day, Donald Trump will come up with another one of these brilliant, brilliant takedowns. I'll look for one while we're doing this break. I'll come back with one after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's the Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? These United States need it the worst. All right, let's close out with this. This is a post by the president today. As I say, on any given day, you can find it on it. There are rare days where Trump doesn't get a zinger in, but there's usually something going on, like church or something. His daughter got married or something. Listen to this that he puts up today, and notice only he could write this way. reports are the Marxist special prosecutor, DOJ, and FBI want to indict me on the Boxes hoax, despite all of the wrongdoing that they have done for 7 years, including spying on my campaign. Now, what I'm referring to here is this, folks, the adjective Marxist. He refers to the whole damn bunch of them as Marxists. The Marxist special prosecutor, DOJ, and FBI. And you know, nobody's ever in our history called them Marxists. Yeah, Bolsheviks. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go a little stronger here. Bolsheviks.
Go a little stronger. No, but nobody, you know, there was Joe McCarthy, but, you know, how did that work out for Joe McCarthy? So the Donald Trump.
With Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Donald
Trump is calling these guys, he's calling them out. And now here's an interesting twist to this. Why aren't all these people like James Comey and Peter Strzok and company, why aren't they suing Donald Trump for defamation? You called me a Marxist. They would have to come into court and say, I'm not a Marxist. And you know what, folks?
Yeah.
They can't do that. They can't do that.
Well, you know why? You can't prove a negative.
Well, but
that's another issue.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they are Marxists. And the evidence that they are Marxists.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's not slander because it's true.
Yeah. It's not slander because they themselves have identified themselves as Marxists. And their religion, which is Marxism or Bolshevism, doesn't allow them. They can't say, they can't renounce their cult. They can't say, I'm not a Bolshevik.
Well, you know, Comey used to say, oh, Lordy, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He lied under oath, that guy.
They are Marxists. And this is the thing that Trump has exposed, only Trump has exposed, is that the Marxists really have consolidated power in America. They really have taken, their coup is accompli. It has occurred already. And they are in power. They
can,
fait accompli. And so Trump is simply, you know, this enormous threat to them. This guy who has organized the popular revolution against the Bolshevik takeover. So here we are. We'll be back with, you know, part, you know, 450 of this saga tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. We'll see you then.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.